true. If she's on there, he does.
Also, this
out.
Is a great way to start the show. Great, great. So when people download this, they'll be hearing you. Okay, here's the
I
intro.
Thought you were playing music.
No.
What you talking about?
Oh yeah, now.
And that thank you it. For joining us. We are ready to go here. And Reap and Beth have joined us tonight.
Woo!
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Live in the studio. They just walked through the door. I got a big old lip lock from Reap. It was pretty awesome.
It looked awesome.
Do you want a mic for a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I got an extra one right there. You can't. So any of you three that want to talk, we've got an extra mic here. So, well, you can. You just won't be able to hear anything else. If
hi.
If So yeah, if you want to throw that on, let me know if you can hear yourself. Okay.
You can discombobulate him because he gets all he loses track and everything. Yeah. That's true. What could you do?
Oh, it's yeah. It turned the other way.
Do I need to scoot over?
There you go.
I can't really because there's always this stuff. No, makes me nervous.
Are we all okay? All
right.
Boy, this is like. Okay, let's see if we can get you. Move it a little closer to your mouth.
Like that.
That's it's not coming through. Let me make sure. That
oh great! Now he's blocking the shot.
Oh, don't start with me.
Oh, I love shows like this.
This is real life.
Yeah, this is.
You know.
This is actuality.
This is not reality TV. This is actuality.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Flight 42, please.
Is that better?
Clear for landing. Ow, that hurt a little bit. I can hear myself. Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Can you hear me? Because here
what'd
I am.
You say?
What?
You want to kiss me again? Is that what you said?
We got like 50
that's
people
really
on,
what he's
huh?
saying.
Oh, that'll be annoying. Oh, there we go. That's
so
good.
You can hear that. Okay,
sweet.
Excellent. I think we're going. We're working. Yeah. It's
Where
happening.
Were you supposed
oh,
to
good.
Me?
You can see my
Look
shirt
how long
on the camera.
Going. Yeah, show. Flash him. Let me move out of the way. Go ahead and flash.
You want me to flash? Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Stick with Jesus.
It's very
Jesus
nice.
Jesus has pets.
I like it.
I've been spreading the word across the country.
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. See, I'm wearing a Yak and Yeti T-shirt.
See,
I
he's
thought
got
it said
compete.
Stick it, Jesus,
he's
when I got
compete.
It. But
stick it.
my bad.
Well,
it
like
was on sale, so I wasn't really sure.
Pretty awesome.
All right, the people are appreciative of the show, the way it started.
Well, I think it's pretty
That's
good.
That's what happens when you have short music. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's because they knew the Flight 45 was going to be able to land.
Is that the way it does it in Poltergeist or whatever? They all collect.
That's the Amityville.
That's nice.
Wow, that is creepy.
Yeah.
But we could get a lighter
because I started cleaning
bonfire
Kodak moment. Hold
I started
on
cleaning the kitchen and they left at the kitchen and they all came out here.
Can you imagine why? Oh, take away their food source. What do you expect?
I know, isn't that weird?
They have to migrate. I think Thanks. They're all red eyes.
Yeah, they are. They
Uh-oh,
are.
Oh, the blue
yeah.
eyes.
They are red eyes.
You can see them reflecting.
Creepy. I think one's staring at me.
Oh, where's Jesus, the fixed guy in Cognito's
so,
broken
I know.
Leg?
You know what? Jesus
hasn't been on
one
X leg.
No, he hasn't.
I noticed that Jesus doesn't do a whole lot for you. When
Not anymore.
Jesus no. doesn't seem that way. I don't know. It's the walking on water thing. I think he's embarrassed that didn't work that well.
Jesus is protesting the health plan.
Well, and Jesus also had a big role in the Broncos winning.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The miracle run.
They did Broncos. Thank Jesus
the
at the end of that. Yeah.
Is that basketball?
Yeah.
What is that?
It kind of was okay, because the way that one guy was running down the goal line trying to run the clock out was...
I thought that was a basketball move. Brilliant.
Don't forget everybody on the MTV Awards, too.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the
well,
MTV
they all
Awards.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I've never seen the
yeah,
MTV
they do.
Awards.
Now, because God has a large Jesus. Part in
now,
playing whether or not you
cable.
Win a fucking...
Now, I never thought I'd be talking about her, but Miss Lady Gaga
yeah.
uh-huh.
did the creepiest thing I have ever seen in my life.
You want to listen?
At the end of her
I don't
song,
know if it's wrong yet, but we'll
she
find
came out and this blood just starts pouring out from her chest.
Well,
isn't
can you hear?
Stomata?
Okay.
For no reason
so
whatsoever.
That's where you get the
isn't
effects and stuff. If you know.
No, that's out of the hand.
So now,
well, what happens
you
when
get
it
the
comes
radio
out
experience
chest?
This way.
You've been stabbed in the chest.
That is exciting
this
every
is
time
creepy.
That happens. I just want to jump out of my
So that was
I know,
creepy?
I know. That's why
Freak
I always.
Me out.
Sweet. I can't believe that freaked you out.
I think. I'm trying to get a kiss now. I only kissed one time on the first date. I'm sorry, Baxter.
Oh, I'm learning. So now I know how to act
Brian's
on a date.
Brian's got one coming if he wants it, but, you know, I just figured...
I'm drinking first.
Yeah,
I'm
you
glad,
guys get your
I'm
facial
glad
hair
I'm
tangled.
Excluded.
That'll be bad. That
so
might
I'm
be
just
bad.
Saying thank you.
Of course,
Stu's playing guitar. I don't ever kiss a guitar
he
player.
Has,
I gotta
he has kissed a dead man now, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. But aren't
that
you dead twice?
Well, I actually haven't been killed the first time yet.
So we've been killed the
you
second time
You let the lady
first?
Get hit
we,
by the car
we got
first.
Killed. No, I was dead long before she got hit by the car.
I wait, you're going to be out of sequence? Ball. Is that still going
to
happen?
Well, I'm not sure how we are.
We could practice that if you
want. Let me guess. Rhonda's here to say hi to.
Oh, Rhonda's here. Cool. Sweet.
Yay. There's Rhonda. Come on
this
in.
This is a full house.
Come on in and meet everybody.
Yes.
Come on in and meet everybody.
Now we're just gonna
get in the
throw the microphone.
I usually don't have these things on my head.
This is kind of like family coming home.
No.
You don't grow them there?
No.
How are you?
This is Beth.
All right.
Are we on air still?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We've been on.
Yeah, this is fucking fantastic
I'm
radio.
Really nervous because I'm usually not on this radio thing.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West got mad.
It is a little weird. So you want to tell us a little bit about what you've done on your trip so far?
Let me see. First night we got drunk and got ditched by my dad. We were supposed to be following him, and he took off without us.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, that's bad with your family.
I got to a strip bar by a friend of mine. I went home and went to bed. I had some drinks, and I was drunk, and I went, you know what? I'm fucked up. I need to go home and go to bed. And then about a half an hour later, somebody woke me up and dragged me down to a strip bar with a bartender named, what was her name? Darby? She didn't like you, that's why. And we went up, let me see, about 4 o'clock in the morning. My dad heard us come home, so he left without us the next morning. That was fun. And it took us until about noon the next day to catch him, because he was towing a truck. And that's me and my dad got in a big fight when we got to his house, because I didn't want to move his furniture the way he wanted. I told him to go to hell, and he rented us a car, and here we are. Actually, we were in Oklahoma last night, so we drove from Oklahoma to here just so we could be on your guys' show because we love you that much. That's why I kissed you so hard, Baxter.
Well, that was nice.
That was a nice summary. Thank you.
That's the first compliment you gave me about the kiss.
It takes them a while to warm up, too.
Well, you know.
It's on video, yeah.
It'll be on YouTube.
It'll be on YouTube soon, yeah.
Oh,
we could sell it. Maybe we should sell
it. Explanation about what the blood was for. It was symbolic about killing paparazzi.
No, about the paparazzi killing people.
Oh, okay.
All right. One of our guests is already leaving. You want to wave
that's
in the camera?
She was
you want to wave in the camera real quick so everyone can see? All right. That was Rhonda.
Proof.
It's not backwards. That's why it's weird. Oh, for the love of God. Okay, dead air.
We're having a lot of that tonight.
Sorry. Usually I go,
we
la, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
You know, is Reed listening tonight? Because this ought to be driving him up the wall.
I don't see Reed.
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, is he?
Reed's right there.
Oh, we'll have to talk offline. I was about to bust him, but, you know.
You're going to talk someone. Not that you're not on video.
I know, but they can't read lips. They can't read lips, you know, but we'll talk later.
Nice. All right. You talked before the show a little about your big cross experience.
Oh, yeah, we went
like
and saw the largest cross in the world, I think it was, in Texas. That was, And I got this Jesus shirt. Where did I get the Jesus shirt? In Nebraska somewhere. There's a lot of people that like Jesus in the Midwest. I don't know what's up with that.
Did they show you the Jesus on the dog?
Didn't I send that to you?
Jesus
on the
dog. They didn't have anything about them. Nothing like that in the gift shop that I was
in. You know, maybe we'll do a commercial break. Dog's
asshole.
Wait,
no, you got to see. Yeah. Jesus on the dog.
Jesus was doing a dog? That's
not right. No, Jesus isn't doing the dog. Jesus is the dog. All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, you guys got to pull that up and give the.
So this is what you went to see.
Is that the cross that you went to see?
How is anybody going to see
the cross? That's the cross. That's the cross right there.
Okay, exactly. I'm gonna walk away from the show so I can get a picture for these guys.
That's the sculptor's.
Oh, cool.
The show was your guys for a second.
Give them the website.
La, 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 la.
So that they can see the cross.
We have the website on. It was on a card. Do you remember what the website address was? This cross is built by an engineer.
I want
to
eat. Yeah.
You have to come out. Well, it only hurts him. But you have to come out with us then.
There you go, people.
Why don't you show up?
I'm gonna end up eating food, and I don't have food.
So what?
Are you doing like ab fab kind of thing? Are you just not eating food for how many days?
Oh yeah, because I'm on a liquid diet. No, yeah. No, I eat food. I just can't eat good food.
Because
that ends up staying a little too long. Like, I'm not retaining water,
no,
I retain food.
That's what you're supposed to retain.
Not as
what
bad
the hell? That's just wrong.
Okay, so that is
okay, you gotta show.
That
that's the dog.
A Okay, Jesus.
Okay, what
Jesus
I
is not going to be happy about
is
that.
Why
at
would
all.
You be looking at your dog's
this
asshole
was what I asked.
To the extent that it would
that's what I asked.
That it looks
maybe
like
he's
Jesus.
Trying to
and you
keep
know what
people from
answered?
Putting something in there.
They're Christians.
Obviously, from a much larger.
So who else would do that?
Okay, that is totally
so
wrong.
So when you're Christian, you look at buttholes, or when you're Christian, you look for Jesus.
You are a butthole.
Well, I think you look everywhere.
I don't know if you just told me I was a butthole, or if you meant that if I was Christian.
Well, you know him.
He probably was
what did he
out
mean?
The butthole, yeah.
Yeah.
And he just looks for an opportunity to say
he
so.
Does. He is evil.
I'm going to hand off you.
He is evil.
No. He's so evil, he wears a Yak and Yeti t-shirt to go eat at Yak and Yeti. That's like listening to a band on the way to the concert. It's bad luck.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I don't know. Somebody told me you don't get backstage if you do.
Oh.
But well, I got backstage at Danzig.
What? I hate Danzig.
I know you do.
I hate that guy.
I know, so I love to tell you that I love Danzig.
He's so like Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison is the biggest pussy. That
getting backstage has
Morrison.
Nothing to do with listening.
Do you like Jim Morrison, too?
Well, I like the Doors. I can't say that I love Jim Morrison.
Like
I like the
There's
Doors.
There's a couple, like,
you know what?
It's good childhood memories.
We have this radio show.
You know that's different. That's different. If I had a personal connection,
I'm just watching what's
totally
going on.
Mamas and Papas.
That's all good.
Oh, something about the chaos that's going on right now.
Because I like some Johnny Cash and Chris Christopherson.
And Rick says that it looks kind of like a spy cam on a sorority party right now.
On the radio.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's talking about girl fight.
Who's the girl fight?
Dr. Atlantis is trying to start a girl fight. Actually, it'd be Baxter would be the only one to start a fight.
Who's he want to fight? And is it gonna be like a
yes.
girl fight involving baby oil and street is the sheet
oh, I know
off
nothing
the
of these
bed?
Things.
Oh.
Get a water-based
that
lubricant.
That sounds way too
better.
Complex.
No,
I think the guys should just have a bat flight.
Yeah, no, they can get a squirt gun and squirt each other with it when it dries up.
I'm taking notes. I am so taking notes.
See, I think... What was that one?
And why are you that close to your cat, guy?
Oh, is it the cat's butt?
Well, guy's up there snorting up his cat's breath, but
My
I don't know why.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Well, guy broke his leg, so he can't get around. He's trapped in the house.
What is a cat's
so
breath
maybe
supposed
things are
to
happening.
Smell like?
Sure. Well, why are you smelling the cat's breath
no.
in the first place? I'm curious.
My dog's breath smells like cat crap, but kind of forces it on me.
See, my dogs always have good breath.
Why do dogs
teeth?
Eat nasty crap like that? Though?
Because they can.
No, I
because
do,
they
I could,
can.
But I won't do it.
I don't know.
You're
you
so
could.
Dumb. Why would you fix it?
You know,
I take
dogs
that back.
Are,
I might.
Yeah.
I might.
Yeah. Well, we know you would survive. The rest of us would be out, but you would survive.
You
was
are
I just insulted
so
or complimented? I'm not sure which one.
I was complimenting.
Thank you very much.
I'm always complimenting.
Thank you.
He please. Never believes that I am, but I am. Oh, a No Doubt video. Look at you.
That I what?
Dr. Atlantis,
that's,
you got
know,
a
I
fan.
I would say the same thing, yeah.
Dr. Atlantis thinks we're doing a No Doubt video.
It's Dr.
That makes sense.
Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two fans. I have Reed.
Don't feel bad. I got two, too. So,
but no,
you know,
thank
you're doing
you.
Good.
That's very
you're doing
sweet.
Good.
That I think if I were just about a foot taller, I would look just like... You
it's
know how I get
heels.
Mistaken for Beyonce Knowles all the time, though. That's who
you get?
Yeah. They're like, it's Beyonce. And I'm like, no, it's just
I wish
me.
I could get
but
something exciting.
Anyway.
All I get is Whoopi.
You get Whoopi?
I get Whoopi. I get busloads of kids going
you're
Whoopi.
Hotter than Whoopi.
Yeah, I get Whoopi. But I have eyebrows.
Tell us the joke.
So that's...
Yeah, we're...
That's it. That's my joke. I got eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. That she used to take the Doritos and use the excess to put on her... Are you talking about...
Doritos for
no,
what?
No. Okay, no. You know what I thought you were talking about? Whoopi Goldberg did a stand-up comedy thing on HBO years ago, and she was...
She was the Jamaican.
Yes, and she talked about you eat Doritos, and the good thing is what's left on your fingers from the Doritos you can use as eyeshadow.
Oh, the only thing
that's
I know about that is the guy who
about.
Eats Cheetos and goes to the doctor because his hands are yellow or orange, and the doctor says, well, what have you been exposed to? And he says, nothing, doctor. I'm retired. I don't do anything, you know. Doctor says, well, something at work. Maybe he says, no, I'm retired. I don't do anything but sit home and watch pornos and eat Cheetos. Get it? His hands are orange.
Yeah. So anyway,
can I have a freaking courtesy
no,
laugh from that fucking joke?
Anyway,
I'm a guest.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you know, you read
thank
the dirty,
you
read dirty
Christ.
Magazines, yes? Everybody
no, I don't read them.
I right, you look at the pictures.
Absolutely.
I don't have time to read. I just look at the pictures.
Yeah, that's
so,
why I don't read them too.
So they have in the back of the dirty magazines the Dick Grow Cream. And it shows the cartoon guy with a humongous dick because he rubs the dick. Wouldn't you have a big hand from rubbing the dick? Rubbing?
That's Jesus' hand.
Because then
about
you would go like
here.
This,
Jesus
and you would go like,
his hand to you.
Hey,
Jesus' hand
with your giant hand.
Exactly.
And be like, nice to meet you with the big hand. And be like, oh, yes, it is nice to meet
is
you because I know you got a big
hand. Exactly, you'd have a huge hand.
I am so
or
taking
or your girlfriend
notes.
Would have like really huge breasts if you liked to like, you know.
The boob
you could
broker.
Kill two for one, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
It'd be like getting double your money.
No, he's talking about you get the dick girl stuff all over your hands.
And then you touch your girlfriend's boobs. I
no,
know,
I'm
just
talking
my
about
luck,
when your
mine
girlfriend
wouldn't
puts
have just really
together,
long
you,
and that
mind.
Big.
You know what I'm talking about.
But
that's because of his technique.
Money.
It's because of his technique. You know,
well,
that's what would mess
a
it up.
Too rough, but from across the room. But I would, thinking the money I could save on Victoria's Secret.
There's
I
some guys that have
right
a lot of shit around them to be big.
At least you can shop Victoria's Secret. Some of us cannot.
Because you're too big.
You hear about the guy who had sex at the picnic table? You didn't hear about that?
That was funny.
How far do you go in alphabet?
You heard about that, Brian?
Yeah. Why didn't you
this guy got caught having
got
sex with the picnic table, like in, by a
yeah,
school.
Really?
He was having sex
you're,
with the umbrella.
You're bragging
hole.
Because you know what?
I actually I am.
And his you
I
know
am.
What the worst thing is?
All
his right. neighbors were watching him.
I am sure.
We just went shopping.
His neighbors watched
bras,
him several other, times
this
doing this. It's like. Who's
you went
bad?
Shopping for bras at Victoria's Secret?
Oh, no,
you
know, no, I can't shop at Victoria's
I
Secret.
Knew,
that's
I think
nice
what better
that?
Bras and for cheaper is Frederick's Apollo.
Oh, getting ready to
yes,
go
but they
are
closed
but
out.
But I like Victoria's Secret.
So.
They did.
In this area, I don't know of
why?
Any of this area.
Why would you want to do such a thing?
Because we need to call one of your fans.
Oh, yeah, they got to call one of your fans.
Oh, well. Let me not hold you from calling.
Oh, we don't have any sound anyway. So nobody heard anything, so we're okay.
Oh, nobody heard anything?
Yeah.
Everybody heard everything except for Dr.
Oh, how funny.
Oh. All right, well.
Well, and let's check that. Let's make sure. Because according to this, we're broadcasting, and we got a good signal.
Oh,
I never
Reed.
Listen to anybody who says they don't have sound, because they're usually full of crap.
Okay.
No, he's still saying he doesn't have sound.
One person may not have sound.
Well, well that's okay. Yes. He doesn't need sound, because we're going to call him in
that's
a second.
That's right.
Anyway, so.
Reed's trying to help him. Tell
Reed
to stop.
Reed's a good guy. No,
Reed, don't help him. Okay. Let him do it on his own. Otherwise, he'll never
let
learn.
Let him learn.
Yeah, yeah really.
I know I didn't buy enough.
Oh, he's got sound. He looks like a holy ghost.
So we're going to call him?
Yeah, I think we should call him because this is chaos.
Yeah, we're kind of dragging here.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio by committee, says Rick.
18 minutes of God knows why we archived it.
It was radio by committee. That's what Rick said.
These are Matt, are these fast?
Oh, you can unhear it.
Those are Cold Stone.
You all still don't have any control over the show.
I got it right here. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's easy to do. He just disconnects everybody.
All right. Are you guys going for a run? All right. All right. It's craziness. Okay, we're gonna call.
Are you calling
Dr. A?
You should.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because you know what? It's not very often. Because
true.
That's true. Let's see here. Here's the microphone.
I think I earned such.
Hello.
Ah.
No, hey.
Don't. Do you have sound now?
You don't earn. Have a seat.
Yeah, I have sound now that I hit the little button. Yeah.
All it takes is hitting the button.
Excellent.
So tech support.
I'm pretty used to not having sound. It kind of freaked me out.
Oh.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen. All right. Well, it is great to have you on again, and now this time we can actually have a real interview.
And a real show.
Yeah.
Starting now.
So.
That'll be good.
So I think everybody pretty much knows who you are by now, but
I don't.
But Nator doesn't. So could you give us once again a bio?
Oh sure, I guess. Yeah, my name's Blake Smith. I go by Dr. Atlantis online in a lot of my writings. I'm a skeptic. I'm a mystery investigator. I would say paranormal investigator, but you know I look at a lot of stuff, so including things with pretty much more mundane origins and solutions. And I've been considering myself a formal skeptic or a capital S skeptic since probably about 1997. And recently I started up a podcast about cryptozoology and monsters called Monster Talk along with Ben Radford and Dr. Karen Stolzno.
Woo-hoo.
And that's the short version.
All right. Well,
I liked Radford that much.
That's cool. Yeah, I got such a crush on Radford. I can't even tell you.
I'm bigger than my crush on.
You
Mike
know,
Schirmer.
We do need to talk to him about cemetery dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, and we will. We
yes,
got so we got a good. We'll get to that. But first, what we want to start off
Ask
with
ghosts.
Is focus. Focus.
I call Astros if, farts.
If we want to ask you about. All right, you two, stop it.
All right,
we want to talk to you about what you were going to tell us about paranormal state.
Oh, about my research into paranormal state?
Yes.
yeah, I've been watching paranormal state for a while, and I put together a few articles about it because it seemed to me that they were taking a very serious, at least within the context of the show, approach to paranormal investigation, but I thought the show itself was pretty much an entertainment show, and that's how I perceived it until I sort of saw what the audience response was, and a lot of people seemed to take it very seriously. But it looked to me like they were using a lot of post-production effects, rapid cuts, noises, kind of fixing things to look more exciting and dramatic in post-production. So I did some analysis on some of the episodes, found lots of logical flaws and inconsistencies. In fact, there's a big project I'm working on right now about doing episode analysis. But, was there any signs of trickery? I think so. It certainly doesn't present itself the same way as the Ghost Hunters do. In my experience, there's much more evidence of obvious trickery in paranormal state going on. So,
I would agree. I would agree.
And, of course, they do something a little different than the Ghost Hunters also, in that they take the approach that there is often a spiritual solution to paranormal situations.
Right.
And at least the Ghost Hunters do seem to come across as they're trying to portray a skeptical, show us what you got kind of approach, whereas paranormal state seems to always look at the cases they think are paranormal and then try to solve them with prayers and rituals.
Right.
That sounds a little odd, so...
And very irritating.
Well, I mean, if you've been into any kind of investigation with predisposed to find the supernatural, it's certainly going to flavor your results, I think, in a supernatural way. So,
right.
The cases I saw, I think they think they're helping people. I don't want to get I think they really sincerely believe they're helping people. I don't think they are. I think it would be more helpful to help people find real solutions and not necessarily just come and do a ceremony, because then you don't really necessarily know what's really going on. Or at least I don't think they do. So, one of the episodes I looked at was the one with called The Glove. I think that was one of the first ones that Michelle Bellinger appeared on.
That was funny.
She purports herself to be a paranormal type psychic ghost talker, as well as a psychic vampire. So.
Right. Yes.
Maybe she is. I don't know. It's hard to prove that
psychically.
But I think within the context of that episode, they used the FLIR camera inappropriately and seemed to make much ado about the evidence they found there.
Yeah.
Easily explained by just holding her hand on the wall for a while, and I actually found footage of her leaning on the wall. Not necessarily the same wall, but she does seem to have a tendency to lean on the wall, and that doesn't take much of that. It doesn't take much to create a FLIR effect.
Right.
And that same kind of problem has been on the Ghost Hunters, too. I don't know what the deal is with... I have a problem with that. There's the whole idea of... there's sort of this nebulous idea that ghosts are energy, and so you can break out infrared equipment and look for cold spots, all hot spots. Everything that's a temperature variant could be a ghost, and that seems problematic to me. Are they cold? Are they hot? What are they? And is that a ghost? I think Ben Radford did an investigation where he used, instead of using a temperature detector, he used an incense stick and looked at airflow. Mm-hmm. And easily could tell that what was happening was cold air was coming in from a vent. And that was a really clever little solution to see where the cold air spot was coming from, as opposed to just running around with a thermometer.
So. Yeah, we actually use a fog machine to do that very same thing.
And that probably even looks better.
Yeah, we fill the room up with fog, and we make sure the lights are on, and we film it. We can watch everything, where all the airflow is, and it works great. So.
And that's also cool because you can put some pink fluid on and some laser lights and really get a nice effect.
True. Yeah, we do. We actually we have those lights, and and he thinks I'm kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, you do the pink fluid too, because we're not Dark Side of the Moon. I don't think any investigation is complete.
For when we get the fog machine going and the groovy lights and stuff, we usually pop into Hendrix first.
That's true, but we do.
We do put
on the tie-dyed.
We've got these tie-dye lab coats that we put on, and it's a party. I know Karen's going to try to make it out for an investigation, and she'll get to see just how much fun we have. So.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. So For me, I like to do a lot of historical investigations. So some of the work I've been doing lately has been on really old cases. In fact, I just wrote a letter today to try to track down an old ghost photo to see if I can get the original of the Goddard Squadron. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but it's like top 25, top 15, top 25 ghost photos. I'm trying to look into all of those and see if I can get a really good analysis. I want to put together a case file of those cases and maybe put them together on a website.
What was that called again?
Goddard's Squadron. It's
Goddard's
ghost
Squadron.
They call it the Ghost of Freddie Jackson. But it's Goddard, like as in G-O-D-D-A-R-D-S. Goddard, well, that's Goddard's, but Goddard's Squadron. The story goes that, I forget the year right now off the top of my head, but it was right after World War I, so I guess, 1919?
Oh, I know
something like
one.
There was a squadron photo taken at a military base called the HMS Daedalus, which sounds like a boat, but it's actually a land-based bomber training school. And the story goes that when they took the photo, an extra person appeared. It was this guy who had died 2 or 3 days before the photograph was taken.
Right.
And I've been researching it for a while and trying to track down an original photo. The problem with all these old photos is trying to find an unzoomed, uncropped copy.
Right.
Because what happens is they find the ghost effect in the picture and they zoom in on that and reproduce it all over the place. But then if you want to find out what the actual original photo looked like and what the circumstances were behind it, it's really tricky.
Right.
So the whole world of ghost literature is a giant echo chamber repeating the ghost story, but not always going back and giving you the details. So,
yeah, and half the time it's the telephone game we played when we were a kid. So
yeah, only everybody except maybe two or three people is saying ghost over and over again. And maybe I think personally after doing lots and lots of investigations into photos, they're crap for evidence for ghosts because almost every one of them ends up being the situation where someone takes a picture and saw nothing unusual, but then comes back and gets the developed photo, and there's something in the picture, which tells you it's something about the photographic process, because cameras take pictures of light. They're not, unless it's a special camera, they're not taking pictures of things that aren't there. So if things that aren't there appear, something happened in the reproduction process.
Sounds like our lecture.
Yeah. You're really starting to sound like the lecture we give, so stop it.
Sorry. Well, I could throw in a fart joke. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. We never tell fart jokes.
Yeah,
you know. Did you notice that Patrick Swayze passed away today?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting and sad, but...
is this the beginning of a fart joke?
No, it's the beginning of a ghost joke.
Well, no, this is not actually, important. Normally my fart jokes are only about as sophisticated as going to...
That works.
So that was my fart joke.
That was good. That was good.
Any fart joke is a good fart joke.
There is one, as he throws the microphone towards me, there is one you should talk about, because I was going to talk about it in our paranormal news, but you beat me to the blog, about the Bigfoot in flight.
Oh, yeah, the Kentucky Bigfoot.
I love that.
It's another case where... the media has tried to make much ado about nothing. The guy himself took a photo. He was having some problems with animals eating his crops, so he set up a trail cam, which is one of the coolest things ever for crypto fans, because cryptozoological fans, because now we've got this device we can go set up in the woods and take a picture of any animal that walks by. So if you suspect there's a giant snake or a bat-winged monster or whatever, you can put up a trail cam and see if you can get any evidence for it. In this case, he found pictures of crows and raccoons and all kinds of things, and then some blurry black shape that in his mind looked like it was all the way at the other side of the field standing in the weeds. So he did some measurements and saw that the creature was taller than him, according to his measurements, by the size of the weeds that were nearby. And called the local news, and they also ran it by a bear expert who says that he didn't think it was a bear. Well, there's a good reason for that, because it's not a bear. It's probably either a crow or a blackbird, and he caught it in flight, where the camera did.
Yeah.
So that it makes kind of an arcing shape, and it looks kind of like there's something hulking in the bushes, but it looks much more like, if you zoom it in, that you could see the wingtips of a bird. And he also had other photos of black-colored birds. So I'm willing to take the Occam's razor here and say that it's probably a bird and not a mystery ape. More importantly, if it is a mystery ape, it's one that leaves no footprints, because all around you can find footprints of deer and other animals in his tough garden dirt. But an 800-pound primate would probably leave even more clear tracks.
Yeah, so. you would think so. There would definitely be some tracks there. But yeah, you know, a fun little game that Brian likes to do with me is, well, I'll just tell you one of them. He likes to, when I haven't seen something yet, a news story or something, he'll send me just like one still out of it and go, okay, what's going on here? And he's done that a few times. And yeah, so this was another one. I'm like, no, there's no way that's Bigfoot. The thing looks like it's in the air. That doesn't look like it's on the ground. And then it took a few moments of looking at it before I figured out it was a bird. And you go and you watch the news story, and there's an entire news story on it. Nobody took a moment to think about the fact that that was a bird?
Well, what I do respect the fact that the man himself, I think his name was Mahoney, I forget, but he didn't think it was a Bigfoot.
Right.
He thought it, you know, it could be something, but he said the least likely explanation would be a Bigfoot, yet that's what the whole news story was about.
Yeah.
So, slow news day. Slow news day. But they do a lot of stories like that. I mean, the ghost in the gymnasium that's really some insect on a lens of a camera.
Yes.
That story's been repeated. Ghost in a courthouse, ghost in a old government building. You know,
yep.
Anytime you have a security camera that can take crappy little pictures, if something walks on the protective glass, it becomes a blurry, semi-translucent kind of shape on the film, and people think that's a ghost.
Right.
You know, so I mean, let me just say for the record, because I am a, you know, like I said, I'm a skeptic. I doubt a dualistic world. You know, I don't think there necessarily are ghosts, but I would love it to be true. You know, I would love there to be ghosts. I would love any kind of evidence to prove that we exist beyond this mortal coil. So, because if I could continue to do puns and bad jokes for the rest of eternity, that would be great.
Right.
So. I hate to have it all in as soon as I expire.
Right. Yeah, we do have another interesting case that was just sent to us that we'll have to send you the photo of it, but I'll let Brian tell you about it here. This is a good one.
Oh, sure. You're going to make me discuss this silly thing.
Oh, but it's serious.
Yeah, we got a series of photographs from a guy who was taking pictures of a cemetery of some relatives.
In the middle of the night?
It was in the middle of the day, but a storm rolled in.
Ah.
And as the storm rolled in, it got really dark. And now all of a sudden, he has what he claims is a dinosaur in the cemetery.
Wow!
Yeah, it's amazingly bad.
What kind of dinosaur does he think it is?
We believe that it's actually Dino. Dino.
Oh, okay. You mean like from the Flintstones?
That's
yep.
the one. But
yep.
it's only his outline. So apparently it's like a neon Dino.
He was not colorized yet.
Yeah,
he's like a ghost Dino.
Exactly. And I think this guy's dead serious that he thinks that there's some sort of a ghost dinosaur. Yeah, we'll ship you over the pictures. In fact, I'll do that as we speak.
Yeah, do that. Send them over. I'll take a look. That's
just so silly, it's fun.
Well, one of the first cases I ever collaborated on with anybody else was a case from Australia that Alison Smith has a video. Alison, she does the SAPS website, and she was doing a presentation at DragonCon and gave me a copy of it. But it was video from a ghost hunter group in Australia that they saw a shape. They were videotaping in the Pinjarra Cemetery, and there was this shape. It looked like a human shape flying across the screen, and it reminds me of that, people going out in the cemetery to look for ghosts. I'm like, well, wouldn't the ghosts, I mean, I don't know how ghosts work. I mean, I've read a lot of the literature, but I mean, why would they be in a cemetery? I don't know. You know, it seems like they would go, I mean,
anywhere else?
Where they died, or where they'd rather be, or something, you know. But nonetheless, it turned out, after doing some video analysis, I was able to prove, with Kali Sturgis' help from Australia, she actually went to the cemetery and took some reference photos for me. I was able to show what actually happened was a car or some other light source went by, and it flew across the screen really fast, and it created the illusion that a man-shaped figure was moving, but it was actually just a tombstone being illuminated in frames.
Right. So. I remember that. I've got that one.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like a figure kind of jogging through.
Yeah, like it was just running through really fast, and I slowed it down a bunch. It's on my YouTube channel. That's like one of the earliest videos I did.
I remember so, that one.
YouTube.com/Dr. Atlantis. So okay, there's some silliness out there, too.
You should officially have the ghost dinosaur picture now.
Well, I will go download it. I was trying to... I get distracted by the chat room.
that's why we don't let Baxter near the chat room.
Yeah, exactly. Not allowed.
So let me see what I got there. We keep
it's
talking.
Okay,
we'll keep talking.
Now,
I did make sure to... interesting. On the website, it wasn't the one up for the Flying Bigfoot, but it was one that had been promoting it really, really painfully a lot. They came forward and said, okay, well, we're going to open up comments. So I commented and explained what it was, and I swear to you, the next couple of people are like, wow, that is so cool. What is it? Didn't you read what I just posted? People are idiots.
Yeah, Richard Wiseman had a series of ghost photos like that, and I just had such a fun time with those. You know, I mean, I don't know why I find it so interesting to analyze ghost photos, but I really do, just trying to figure out what's actually going on. I just saw a series of photos that were supposedly of a pterodactyl in South America, but were probably really a cracked windshield in South America. So,
Let people know that you enjoy it, because then you'll become like us, a clearinghouse for bad ghost photography.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, see, Richard's doing it for us, because he's collecting them on his site, and then, you know, just a squadron of people to send on the photos, so...
Yeah, it's almost a full-time job explaining to people how to use their camera.
Right.
Well, that's a fact. You know, I see so many with the snowflakes, smoke, camera straps, hair, too near a mirror.
You're starting to sound like our lecture again.
Yeah, you sound just like the lecture again.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I'm glad we found some of the same conclusions. That's interesting. But I mean, don't you like it when you figure one out if it's kind of unusual? I know I do.
The sad part is I really haven't found any that we haven't been able to explain. They're all, assuming that you have some sort of basic understanding of photography, you should be able to figure out darn near all of them.
Oh, that's right. Well, and even if you couldn't explain it, that really doesn't mean, that's lack of positive evidence doesn't mean that it's proven anything else in particular, you know. Again, I'm disinclined to think that if you didn't see the ghost, that if you took a picture of it and it showed up, that shows you anything at all except some camera effect. Well, that's why the case I've just been working on, I'm hoping to get published in 40 and Times. I'm kind of working on a rewrite of it, but the case of a Watertown ghost, in my investigation, it's the only time I'm aware of that someone reported seeing a ghost and then got a camera out and took a picture of the ghost, developed the pictures, and then they got pictures of the ghost.
Well, I'll let Baxter tell you the story, because what you're supposed to do is wherever you see the ghost, you shoot in the opposite direction.
Is that right?
You know, it was one of the first... one of the first investigations that I went on with a different group here in Denver, and it's exactly how it went. I mean, the woman in charge was a sensitive or an intuitive, and which is also another word for overweight. I notice an awful lot. But she's walking around and she's got her camera, and she'll be like, "Oh, a little girl just ran through the wall right over there," and then she's clicking her camera in the other direction, just willy-nilly, just wherever. She's click, click, click. I want to strangle her. I'm like, if you're seeing a ghost, take a friggin' picture of it. Don't be pointing the camera the opposite direction. Just click, click, click. And it turns out that this ghost is following her in all of her pictures. She's got this one orb that is just in every picture following her, and she's so amazed. And finally, I jerk the camera out of her hands and told her to clean her goddamn lens. So needless to say, I was kicked out of the group quite quickly.
Wow.
It was
faster than we've been kicked out of Taps.
Yeah, faster than we get kicked out of the Taps chat room. But we, yeah, Stu holds the record for the quickest kick out. We also wanted to ask you, you know, I'm really curious. I'm wearing a T-shirt in your honor tonight. It's you can't see it on the camera, but it is from the restaurant Yak and Yeti. So I figured it was appropriate for you tonight. Now we've got different names for this. We got the Yeti, we got the Sasquatch, and then we've got Bigfoot. And Americans seem to be pretty much focused on Bigfoot as the name for this creature. Does that have anything to do with the fact that it's got a large penis?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
How do you know, Nator?
There's a remarkable dearth of Bigfoot junk stories.
Are there? Because I'm out of the loop on that, and I just wasn't sure.
Very few of the cases that I've heard or read about actually mention their genitalia.
Right.
So.
With so much,
not much. If it's associated, if you think about it, you know, if the whole foot to penis ratio thing held up,
guys,
you know, I have a size 14 foot, so I can tell you that sadly it does not. So.
Well, I did see the Twitter about your wife wanting to see 9, and you said, "Oh, I didn't know you wanted
to
see
that
movie."
Yeah, pretty amazing. The movie? What are you talking about?
That was pretty funny. Yeah, you know, it's. I have to say, in terms of skepticism, the whole 101 skepticism training, I still have to go back to Brian Dunning's Here Be Dragons.
Great show.
I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Well, I hate to say that I haven't, but I'm very familiar with Brian's other work, so.
Yeah, you go to any of his websites, look for Here Be Dragons. It is about a 45-minute film he made. And it is the best Skepticism 101 course you can take, in my opinion.
So I imagine he talks about the null hypothesis, right?
What's that?
The null hypothesis?
Yes.
He does a really good job of taking that approach in his investigations. I know he doesn't do a lot of field work, but he does a lot of really good research.
Right.
By taking the null hypothesis, just by saying, let's start with nothing and see what the actual evidence is. I think that's the one thing I think if I could teach any ghost investigator group to do, especially the ghost hunters and paranormal state guys, what's the actual phenomena that's being reported? Don't go look at the history book and see who died there. You know,
right.
Don't just say, you know, all these other things and asking for 1,000 ghost stories. Find out specifically what claims are being reported and then see whether they're really happening or not. You know?
Exactly, that's, yes.
Absolutely. We're zero.
Yep, you know, we're trying to get, and I think we've got him, but we're trying to get Reed Esau to go with us up to the Stanley in November.
Oh, that's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that because Reed is like a really brilliant guy, and we always enjoy conversations with him. The thing is I've accused Reed of being an armchair skeptic.
He has not accused Reed. He has actually came and called Reed out about it.
Yeah, I've accused.
Accused is too light.
Accused is not too light. I just said don't be an armchair skeptic. So this is like I think going to be great because Reed is probably going to show us all up on his thinking outside of the box. And I just put so much pressure on Reed right at this moment. He's going to drop out of the chat room and probably get sick and not be able to go with us on the investigation. But
a little swine flu.
Yeah, he'll get.
Are y'all paying to stay there?
What's that?
Are you staying overnight in the hotel?
Yes, okay. Yes, we're going to stay two nights.
And it's pricey, huh?
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be great because Reed, he does have a way of thinking outside the box, and as paranormal investigators, we can easily get wrapped into bad habits and everything else. And so I think it would be great to have him along with his different perspective. And you know, he's like, "Well, I need to go read a bunch of Joe Nickell books and stuff like that." And it's like, no, just come as you are because it's your mind we're interested in, not your body. We're interested in your mind. So I'm hoping that does work out because I think he's going to contribute a lot on this investigation. And again, I'm putting a lot of pressure on him, but Reed.
Yeah, I think we'll have a good time. Have you been there before? I take it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've been there so many times that we're going to investigate blindfolded this time, I think.
Well, I've been all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom, and spent about 4 days there.
Yep.
And, oh, man, I did see spirits on the main floor.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, they're just in the back.
That behind the counter, you know what I'm talking about, in the bar over there?
I know exactly the ones you're talking about.
Red Rum Ale.
Yep. No,
but I did like the fact that before I went there, I didn't actually know why it was called the Stanley. So to find out it was from Stanley Steamer, A, and that B, that was a car, not a vacuum cleaner, it was very educational. So, but no, you know, I took the ghost tour there as well, and I went around on my own a lot. But I found it to be a beautiful place, but not particularly frightening. So.
No, not at all. And that's one of the fun things is we've pretty much been able to dismantle just about every claim that's been up there, and so that's a lot of fun. I think we're gonna have a really good time up there, and I think Reed's gonna contribute a lot. I mean, there's one thing in particular that I want Reed's help with, and that's our mysterious hinge
that's
noise.
True. You had to tell him the story about the dirt.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you've heard the rumors that there's large deposits of quartz. Magnetite and quartz underneath the Stanley that are contributing to the paranormal activity.
I haven't. No.
Now this is big news. This has been what has been the big claim. This is why the Stanley is so haunted. It's because the environment is right. It's electrifying. Yeah, there's a piezoelectric effect there, and it's just amazing. So, Brian,
what claims are being made? Because I mean, I took the complimentary ghost tour that came with our visit, and you know, she told us some interesting stories about people reporting things moving around in the room. But I mean, nothing she talked about seemed like it couldn't have been accomplished by room service when they weren't paying. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a really old story, that one that you heard from her. There are other stories of things moving around the room, but it's mostly in 401, and it's caused by the elevator shaft right next to the room, that the big dresser drawers right next to the wall will slowly vibrate out away from the wall.
We stayed next to the elevator shaft. That's actually funny that you mentioned that. So,
yeah, and so it's not real mysterious, because I moved that dresser drawer back myself.
Well, and the hotel is old, and there's a lot of vibrations from just walking down the wall. I mean,
yes,
they were talking about you could hear kids at night walking down the halls and stuff, and I'm like, well, you could hear kids, you know, on a different floor just as well as you could on your own floor.
Right.
And, I mean, just everything's old and creaky. So,
yeah. You can hear kids down at the grocery store down at the end of the block.
Yeah, and of course, there's also, when we went up there, there were elk everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah. I don't know if anybody, you know, people not familiar with the sound of elk, you know, they can make some pretty odd noises, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, bugling elk is quite interesting. Stu does a really good elk bugle.
Stu, elk call.
Can you do an elk call for us, Stu?
I don't have my calls.
Oh, there we go.
That is such a lame sound coming
out of
the
like
noise
I heard from the room next door. I don't. That's weird.
I heard that is just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show
and
has
that's elk.
Really gone in an interesting direction right now. straight back.
Turkeys sound more butch than elk.
Let's not do turkey calls right now.
No, I've heard real elk. I've heard
but,
real elk.
Anyway, what happened is this big story started circulating in the paranormal community
about
the magnetite and quartz being underneath the Stanley
we're
Hotel.
To that.
Yeah, I'm bring it. See how I brought that back around like that.
No, I got
smooth.
Lost.
So anyway, Brian, being the big prick that he is, doesn't take anything at face value, and he started questioning everybody about where did you hear this, where did you get your information, and we basically found out that there has not been a survey done there. So,
are you going to take a geologist with you?
What's that?
Are you going to take a geologist with you?
Oh, see, the story's not done.
Wait for it.
Very, very
nice. Is that what the guys always say? Wait for it.
Very nice how you're giving me a perfect segue here. So Brian did contact the government to ask them about if there had been any surveys done, and they said no. And it wasn't too long after that he's getting contacted back from them going, can you get us in there? So here the government is asking us if we can get them into the Stanley property.
And, wow.
So we did, and we spent 2 days with four different departments of the government doing soil surveys at the Stanley Hotel. And that was a blast. That was an absolute blast to get to play real scientist. And we found out that what is underneath the Stanley is basically ground up minerals. That's it's basically dirt. It's called it's called schist. And then the bedrock is immediately underneath it, so there is no... actually, Reed, you missed out. Reed, we talked about that last week. Sorry, Reed was asking to ask you about the Joe Nickel Ben Radford talk. So
if we have just I could tell him and everyone that I did get those recorded. Or at least I got the ones from Joe Nickel, and I'm trying to get them uploaded. They're going to be on the Skeptic Magazine's YouTube channel because they can have unlimited links.
Excellent. Yeah, because we talked about that a little bit last week.
I said unlimited links. Here's my wife again. No.
But so yeah, we had a great time basically destroying everybody's theory by bringing in real scientists from the government and using everybody's tax dollars. But that's,
you told me your theory was just a bunch of shit.
Yep, exactly. That is my line that I use in our lecture. See, he's stealing from our lectures again.
He's psychic.
Yeah. That is probably
he's theory.
He's a psychic spy.
No,
yes.
It's I read Karen's article. It's not psychic anymore. It's intuitive.
Oh, sorry.
He's intuitive.
He's a sensitive.
Yes, he's sensitive. So we're gonna start the rumor.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what
we're gonna start the rumor that you're so sensitive. Yeah, so I don't know. We got a few minutes left. If you want to do another quick recap, I know Reed was there. So at the Joe Nickel Ben Radford talk, I did see Reed had sent me a link actually to a blog that one of the Ghost Divas had written about witnessing that whole thing. So did you have any further thoughts about that whole event?
Well, here's what I would say, that in retrospect or after some consideration, I think there's a good deal of value in us doing, I think I called it cross-pollination between the two groups. And that really works in a lot of ways because it exposes the skeptics to what's current in thought in paranormal, and it exposes the people who are disposed to paranormal thought into what skeptics are thinking. And so, I guess formal skepticism is a sort of movement that's been around for 40 or 50 years, and, there's been this sort of second wave of, they're calling it skepticism 2.0 because of all the electronic and new media stuff that's available on the web now with Facebook and Twitter, and online presence of classic old magazines and new meetup groups. So, I think it's more important.
It's like a bat.
Well, that's the first one. There's a great value in skeptics meeting each other online. That's wonderful. And it's great that they're getting exposed to some traditions and history. But it's also extremely valuable, I think, for skeptics to go out and meet other people, because if they only talk with skeptics, they're never really going to evaluate their thought processes as well as they will when they're challenged.
Right.
And likewise, people who have open-minded beliefs and maybe aren't critically thinking don't get challenged enough. Maybe they won't ever consider other possibilities beyond the supernatural. So if skepticism has a value, I think it is in helping people be better thinkers and helping them evaluate the world in ways that can, end up with provable conclusions. So meeting people from both sides, having that cross-pollination or skeptical outreach or whatever you want to call it,
right,
I think is extremely valuable, and that the Dragon Con and venues like that are a great way to let people see each other's worldviews in a pretty peaceful way. I mean, there was a little bit of heat in that exposure with Nickel and Radford, but they were very civil. And I think, likewise, if we plan on it a little better, instead of having debates, we should probably try having cross-promotional tracks where maybe, a skeptic goes and gives their ghost hunting talk in the X track, and maybe someone with a paranormal claim comes and gives a talk to the skeptics,
Right.
Somebody who's brave enough to face that kind of questioning on either side, I think that would be worthy.
Well, we always know that we have Michael Shermer. He will talk. He'll talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime, and that's he's not afraid of anybody. We love that.
He's a remarkably unflappable man.
Yes.
So
we're
talking to people who've known him a long time. I still haven't heard anybody tell a story of Shermer freaking out. So.
Right. Well, he hasn't come with us yet. We'll find some way to freak him out, and it won't have anything to do with ghosts.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say he never freaks out, but I mean, just actually, now I can take it when all of a sudden, but just never mind. Forget what I said. He's generally unflappable.
Yeah, he certainly is. I was going to say something else, too. Oh, yeah, we've got a really huge science fiction con here every year, and it's actually bigger and more elaborate than Dragon Con, but it doesn't have the paranormal skeptic side of it. And
bigger than Dragon Con, I'm skeptical.
Yeah. It's a pretty good con. So we are going to talk to the organizer of that and see if we can't get a similar thing started because of the success of Dragon Con, and get that going on here too. Because I think you're absolutely right. We need more cross pollination, and as a paranormal group. Research group, we try to do as much cross-pollination as we can. But there's only so much we can do. That's my word. That's actually Dr. Atlantis' word for it.
Seeds of destruction.
Seeds of destruction is another way to say it, yeah. We try to do our best. No, we don't, actually. We don't try. Actually, we're just so irritated with the other teams. But they think they can come to us, and that's, I guess, okay. But
the thing is, you know, people with belief systems, right, those are built up over time. And you can't expect to have one conversation with somebody and destroy a belief. It's not like just a piece of knowledge or a piece of trivia.
Right.
It's something that's constructed in their brain. It's hard to erode it.
Right.
And, you know, what you do is by building those critical thinking tools, they can destroy those bad thoughts themselves and figure out the right ones. But I'm not saying which ones are right, which ones are wrong. They need to figure that out themselves.
Right.
But what I can say is that, you know, given a particular phenomenon, we can test it with science and see whether it holds up or not.
Right. Well, I think one of the great, like, I think we were, there was a little talk going around Twitter there a week or so ago about all the people that used to be woo that are now calling themselves skeptics in the paranormal world. And,
right.
And it is a kind of an interesting thing. One of the most prominent that I've seen would be the Ghost Divas. They used to be more well known as Ghoulie. And to watch them come around into being a really thoughtful skeptic team has been really nice. Because we kind of started out that way, so.
Yeah, so as you live your life, you know, your viewpoints evolve, right? So
yeah,
that's pretty normal, you know, and I think that shows growth. So I know for me it was a long journey. You know, there were things I was, you know, and like most people, there's things you're skeptical about.
Right.
For example, growing up in the South, for some reason, water divination is a granted around here. A lot of people just believe in it, and my family has that, and for some reason, you know, I knew enough about science to think, well, no, that's just ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
What's the mechanism that would make that work?
Right.
There was plenty of other things that, you know, Bigfoot seemed completely plausible. So,
right.
You know, to kind of examine the evidence and figure out what's real and what's not. It's not always just a, you know, read the answer in a book and move on, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end of the hour here. I wanted to ask you how you would feel when you're available for us to be able to give you a call if we've got a current event or subject that we want an opinion on, if we would be able to call you up on a Monday night and get a quick opinion from you.
Yeah, as long as you give me a little time to prepare. I got a big family, and I'm squeezing in a lot of out of my life right now, but I'd be happy to give my opinion if you give me a little prep time.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll try to tweet you or something earlier in the day and let you know if I need.
Exactly. I mean, I got to make sure that my email comes through. For example, I'm still waiting to picture it. I might have got hung up somewhere.
Right on. So. Well, good deal. Well, we're gonna let you go, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad the sound started working. So.
Yeah, we got everything working again.
See,
have a good time with the Stanley. Save your money.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we don't spend nothing when we're up there. We bring our own food and everything.
Yes, we do.
So, but yeah, thank you so much, and we will definitely have you on the show again if you have time or you don't get too big. you don't want to talk to us anymore or something, but we will talk to you soon and have a great night and say hi to all your family for us, even though we have no idea who they are.
Hey, there's a ghost.
Sure will, dude. Say hey to Karen for me. Take care.
You got it. You have a good night. What are you babbling about over there?
I said there's a ghost diva in the chat room.
We got a ghost diva in the chat room?
Would be an Amanda.
Amanda. That's cool.
Hey.
Yeah, see, Amanda. Yeah, so Reap, wave Reap. There we go. There. Oh. There's Reap flipping you off.
That's the Reap wave.
There's a switch. It's not me flipping you off. So that's cool. Right on. And thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much for the Facebook notification that Reap was on his way.
And thank you for the stew, Amanda. The stew was awesome.
He liked the stew.
Awesome. That's true.
And Stu is taking credit for it. So I can turn you on if you want. Just come over here. Just come over here. I'll turn you on. There you go.
I like the kiss thing. Kissing is hot, actually. I wish we would have put the chapstick on first, though.
Well, I got it now.
I called you ahead of time to warn you.
You would have thought he would have remembered.
I didn't know there was going to be making out involved.
For the record, Amanda makes the best fucking stew we've had the whole time we've been gone. It was good. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What kind of stew was it?
It was beef stew. She actually, I called her beforehand.
Killed the cow?
She wanted to make sure we weren't vegetarians because we're coming from California. I guess
nice.
In California we're supposed to be vegetarians. So, and then she asked me if we were allergic to onions. And I told her, you know what? We're normal fucking people. Where's your goddamn house so we can get there? You know? She was a great hostess, though.
That's
thank you,
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, we're going to actually try to get the Ghost Divas on the show here as guests here
that
soon,
would be
too.
Sweet.
So.
You know what would be sweet if we did a three-way? You know you want to.
Coming from you, I am on board.
I can't hear anything. What?
I am so on board with that.
Yeah, I think a three-way would be good.
Yeah, I think that would be a blast.
We got to get the video going soon.
Absolutely.
I can do multiple video on mine.
We can video the three-way.
Totally. Video the three-way. And we can sell it and we'll all retire.
That would be good.
I need a retirement plan.
As soon as money comes up, then the tour is all about it. But
now I can hear.
Very nice. Well, cool. So who we go? Are we?
We got squat next week.
So we're actually considering calling up Ben Radford.
Well, I've got a possible guest.
Is it better than Ben Radford?
No. But you know her.
Do I?
Yeah, she wrote a book about 2012.
Okay,
so I can call maybe my possible guest. There's finally
maybe.
Space.
But then,
well, why don't you actually let us know when you want to schedule your guest, and we'll just
because
schedule your guest.
Because every time I get ready to let you know, then you guys go, "Oh, we have so-and-so scheduled for the next 20 weeks." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
How far in advance are we scheduled here, other than Death Flock on October?
We have September the 21st, Matt Lowry, the skeptical teacher,
right?
Nice guy, and then October the 12th. Death Clock.
So we got a lot of
other
time
than
open.
That, we're pretty good.
Don't use a Sharpie to write on your hand.
Well, why not? I had to write the directions
paper.
On my arm.
See, I'm in good company.
Don't you have your... That's nice.
Hey, you were talking fast and I didn't have any paper.
He does talk fast.
I was saying a lot. I was...
You can't find a way you're retarded.
I know. He, oh, yeah, he
I
gets
don't
want to
be retarded,
quick.
So I need to write this shit
exactly.
down.
Well, there's the thing. As I was trying to pepper what I was saying with a lot of other words so you would have time to write down the important shit.
No, it seemed like you were trying to distract me.
He was.
I would fuck
he
it
was.
Up.
He was trying
and
to
I had a pin in my back pocket that I just happened to steal from his last strip bar I was at, so I wrote it down.
Well, that worked out well, then. All right.
Some pin I stole somewhere.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
I think I stole
they
from
are
the
so
Jesus
mean
place.
To me.
Jesus strip bar?
That's
you know,
true. Jesus, I could do that.
Jesus is a hot stripper.
You know what I'm thinking?
Oh, Reed's going to write
I'm thinking outro.
Play.
What are you thinking?
Outro? Well, yeah. So we're.
Yes,
we
you should be a guest.
Somewhere? Are we going? You're going to take us somewhere, right?
I'm
we're not just
so
here to sit in your house.
Into that.
Yes. Well, we haven't
October
decided yet.
October 31.
We were going to discuss that to find out what we were going
to
do.
It's so easy to get back to stutter.
Because unlike some people, when they ask questions, I try to answer them. But other people, of course not.
What?
Sorry,
thank goodness I knew. I know we should not leave that up to Baxter.
What? What?
Play the exit
planner. Nitro is going to be our event planner. You're kicked, Baxter.
Well,
I was certified.
What are you doing?
Hired.
Can I get caught
you know,
up on what you're talking about?
Somebody else write directions on their arm?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
Certified.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed, Baxter. In fact, you should be blushing right now.
You should have faxed them to
him. I was blushing.
If he had thought about your needs, he would have faxed them to you.
You know what I love about my role in this
do tell.
This whole thing?
Do tell.
I love the fact that I
he's
can turn y'all mics right off.
Yeah, see,
you fucking thing, so that doesn't fucking count.
Yeah,
can I say
exactly.
Fucking on this show?
So there's one.
Yeah,
there's
you
two.
Can.
There's three. There's four. Good night, everybody.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid.